When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The personalities on this radio show have been disinfected from head to toe. The show begins now.
Let's fly, man, I'm like choppers, choppers. Better cook those ribs, cold butter, my fist, we fire. Starters, starters, one out of a million, we'll reach those heights. Always gonna feel that I won't deny that work. Never could toss, look in my eyes, I'm on the rocks. Rise.
I don't know. Have you been disinfected? Because you got cooties, don't you?
I don't got cooties. I clean.
You clean, huh?
I cleaned it. I good.
You cleaned it, huh?
I cleaned it.
Well, you're in a good mood today.
It's Freaky Friday.
Yeah. Well, you kind of are a freak.
I know. Shh. Don't tell. Don't tell my secrets.
Don't tell your secrets, huh?
No.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's Friday. We got date night.
Something about adults over 50 you sent me. What the hell was the title? I was only able to come up with adults over 50, and that was it.
Well, I mean, for real, this could be for, in my opinion, those over the age of 40. But they say that...
You think over 40's, 40 is over the hill, or you think it's 50 now?
Well, they always say 50 is over the hill, but... I think it depends on...
I think we made it over the hump.
No, not yet. We're still just 50.
Well, you're coming up on 51. So.
Not for another 6 months. Stop it.
Ain't that a scary thought? That means you're 9 more years closer to 60.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
I don't know. I seen your aging deal on TikTok, man. I was like, damn, that's what I'm going to be married to?
Yeah, it shows you all how I'm going to look when I turn 100.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I know. From like now to 100.
You think you're going to make it to 100?
I hope not.
Why not? I thought you were afraid of
I am afraid of death, but still, oh, my God. I saw how I looked at 100, and no, I don't want to look like that.
So it's all about looks.
No, it's just scary.
Why is it scary?
Because who wants to be here in this world until they're
hell
100?
If this world's gonna be here, man.
Yeah, we don't even know that. God, for real.
The way things are going now, I don't even know if we're gonna have a United States by then.
Probably not. Probably not. We'll be owned by another country.
That or we're gonna break loose and freaking go crazy. I think we're gonna see a civil war in our time. I do.
You think so?
I think so.
Sooner than later?
Sooner than later. People are getting sick of the shit.
Yeah, it's probably going to start right after the election.
That's even if the election happens.
Yeah, at the rate it's going, I don't see that going on. I don't.
So over 50, what was the title here?
Childhood joys that benefit people over 50.
Childhood joys that benefit people over 50. You know what's funny?
What?
You know what's funny?
My face.
The 80s were when where we grew up.
Yeah.
And that was 40 years ago.
God. We're old, dude.
We are older than dirt.
We are.
Speak for yourself about being good looking.
But when I was a child, we used to make dirt pies out of actual dirt.
You guys were kind of special. You needed freaking helmets back then.
There was a lot of things we needed helmets for.
Christmas is in full swing.
Christmas. Is everybody ready for Christmas? No.
It don't even feel like Christmas to me.
No, because it's like it's going to be like 50 degrees out today.
There's no snow. There's some global warming shit going on out there, man. I'm starting to be a believer.
I don't know. Yesterday, people were talking about something called like winter solstice or
it's the shortest day of the year.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
It didn't feel like short to me.
No, but it was nice.
It gets
out.
Dark right away. I hate when it gets dark at 40 or
at 4.
Yeah, 40.
40.
It's 4.
At 40.
Hollywood's mind's kind of screwed up right now. I just woke up.
We both just woke up.
My goodness gracious. I was dead tired last night.
You went to bed early.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You sleepyhead.
I was a sleepyhead.
I came home and I'm like, I'm standing over you in your room. And I was like,
trying to kill me.
You're tired, huh? I was having a conversation with you and you were out.
You were having a conversation with me?
Mm-hmm.
That means you could have slipped my throat.
I mean, I probably could have.
You're probably wanting to.
No.
Yeah, you were.
No. No, because then I can't go to Portillo's later.
Oh, yeah, that's our dinner tonight, Portillo's.
I had a craving. I'm like, we're going to Portillo's because I'm like, they're open till midnight. And we both get off work at stupid hours.
Telling you.
So I'm just like, date night, Portillo's. It's not like the one in Chicago, but still.
No, they don't use the same
stuff. I will settle because I want their fries.
Well, you know what? You got to admit, their fries are the best fries compared to like
McDonald's. They're crinkle cut. Yeah, I'm sorry. That makes a difference.
McDonald's, man. They're cheap asses.
McDonald's don't even salt their fries anymore. Who are you kidding?
They don't?
No. If they, if you're lucky.
I haven't had McDonald's in forever, so I really don't care.
If you're lucky, you get like a dash of salt. But no, the last time I went to McDonald's, there was no salt on my fries.
I got to admit, I want a Chicago-style hot dog, and Portillo's, I guess, is the closest thing out here.
Yeah, pretty much. It's about as close as you're going to get.
You know what? I have a question.
What?
I have a question here.
Oh, okay. What's the question?
Do old people have sex? Because I have to wonder.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting old.
Old people have sex.
I want my Bob knobs.
They do. They probably have more sex than like a 30-year-old.
Probably, because you women have too many demands on us men.
What demands?
You guys demand too much. It's like when you're younger, it's like, you know, pulling teeth to, you know, get a Bob knob. But when you're older, it's like, okay, what the hell happened?
We're all like, all right, let's go.
You're hotter when you're younger, but then all of a sudden you get older, you want more. You guys demand too much out of us men.
We do not.
Yeah, you do. You demand too much out of us.
No, we don't.
So what's even the point of this right here?
The point of this is age is just basically a number. And in order to make yourself feel younger, you should relive some things that you did when you were in your childhood as an adult. Basically, like, what was your go-to thing when you came?
I like that one, man. Old folks bang, but it smells like KY jelly and farts.
That's nasty. So, like, what was your go-to snack when you came home from school?
I was a poor motherfucker. We didn't have that shit.
You didn't have a snack.
No, we didn't. I'm serious. And you should know that.
I know, but I did. It doesn't mean you don't have a snack.
I wasn't a silver spoon mouth like you.
My God. People come home from school and have a snack. It is like a thing.
You know, one of my favorite things was those old microwave, but it wasn't microwave. You had to put it in the stove. And, you know, it's like a Hungry Man, whatever the hell it is.
Oh,
TV dinner.
Banquet.
Remember you had to put them in the stove?
In the oven, you mean?
Yeah.
Stove.
Same fucking thing.
No, it's not. Stove is on top. Oven's the door.
Who gives a shit?
So you used to love TV dinners. So if I go buy you some, will you eat them?
No, I'm TV dinner down, man.
Well, my go-to thing when I came home from school was always to steal my dad's graham crackers.
I don't think anybody cares about you stealing graham crackers.
Okay, well, that was my go-to snack when I came home from school.
Dude, you were such in a bubble. You were. You're such in a bubble.
Why?
Just the stuff that you used to do was, it's totally different to me.
Why?
You can tell, you know.
The difference between me and you.
Yeah. Swanson TV dinners. There you go. Swanson TV dinners.
Yeah, I used to have TV dinners at the house.
Remember you actually had TV trays?
Yeah. Yeah. We used to have like this cute little set. So when you take one out and you sit it in front of you while you're watching TV, and then you had to make sure you put it back. Or else you get in trouble.
My good gazes. I used to love Spam and tried it recently, and it sucks now. I don't know, man. Fried bologna's always been my favorite.
I've gotten you Spam before, and I fried it.
Yeah, but I'm talking about fried bologna.
Oh, yeah. I've made you fried bologna numerous times. I was like, at first, when you're like, hey,
that's about as freaking rich as I was growing up. Hey, let's get some fried bologna.
You're like, hey, go fry me up some bologna. I'm like, what? You're like, seriously.
You never heard of that before.
No.
Me.
You're like, literally take the bologna, put it in a frying pan and fry it on both sides. I'm like, okay, weird. So I did.
And I'm see, like, that's what us poor people ate.
And I'm like, oh, wow, check it out. I put it in there. It like bubbles up. I'm like, ooh, that's cool.
Did you have a lot of Kool-Aid when you were growing up?
No, we had Crystal Light.
See?
See? We had Crystal Light.
My point exactly.
You had Kool-Aid. I had Crystal Light.
My freaking point exactly. Want to get some Kool-Aid?
And trust me, I've had Kool-Aid, but still, no, we had,
it sucked.
We had Crystal Light.
Still to this day, I can't even stomach looking at it.
I'm going to go make some.
I'll punch you right in the mouth. I'll punch you right in the mouth.
Okay.
So do you think as we get older, we have to remember our childhood stuff to have feel good moments?
Yeah, I think so. How many times? Okay. When you were a kid, did you color in coloring books?
Yeah.
And as an adult?
I do it all the time.
I know you do, but I'm just saying.
But I do it for a different reason. It helps with tattooing.
But people don't realize that coloring in coloring books also helps reduce anxiety.
Well, that it does. That's a proven fact.
It is 100% a proven fact.
Because you got your concentration on that.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, why not one of these days just sit down? I mean,
well, what I do is I print papers off the internet.
I know you
designs.
Do. I've watched you do it. You sit there and draw on them like you were doing a tattoo.
My thing is I do them better than you. You don't have no shading.
I have no shading.
It's like, yeah. Dude, you look like a 3-year-old.
I don't care. Sometimes I color outside the lines too.
Well, you are special.
I know. I'm going to go buy me a helmet.
You're one of those women that needed to be in a special class.
No, I'm not. Shut up. What about getting a group of your friends together?
I thought you were just going to say get a group together and have an orgy or something.
No. I mean, if that's what you want to do. But get a group of your friends together. And I'm talking about you're not going out and riding Harleys. You should all go out and go ride a bike.
That ain't ever happening in your life.
I want to see all y'all out on bicycles.
Not going to happen.
I mean, we used to go bike riding.
If you think about it, that is an extension of your childhood of riding a bike is riding on a motorcycle in a group.
Well, technically, yeah.
Yeah, that's an extension.
Because when you were a kid, you'd know whose house everybody was at because of all the bikes in the front yard. And I mean bicycles.
Way.
But now you know where everybody's at because you see all the Harleys and stuff parked out in front. It's like the same thing.
You know what? It's so disappointing not seeing kids anywhere anymore.
No, in our town, they're walking around in like hordes of at least 6.
Yeah, but they're not riding bikes. They're not out there causing trouble.
They're walking with each other, texting and Snapchatting.
Yeah, but that's not like it was with us.
No. It's not.
You don't see anybody with some cool ass ramps, man, and jumping and breaking their arm.
Mm-mm. You know, skateboarding was a thing when we were growing up too, and you don't even see kids doing that.
Skateboarders were losers.
My brother was a skateboarder.
And my
point exactly. He used to go to his buddy's backyard, and they used to do the half pike thingy. I don't know.
Yeah.
I
know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
they didn't have that around us.
So I don't know how many times.
Maybe that's because we weren't freaking losers.
I don't know how many times my brother would come home with his knees all tore up.
Yeah, but you remember how you just used to make them ramps?
Like you'd even ride your bikes over them and stuff.
Well, yeah, that's what they were for, trying to play Evel Knievel and bust in your ass.
Lay down, I'm going to jump over you.
Nowadays, parents are like horrified if they see that.
Oh my God, what are you doing? They're using
our parents were like, go out there and bust your head.
And now they're like, stop it, you're gonna get hurt.
They wear helmets on bicycles.
They do. I don't get it. I don't.
And you'll see grown ass people doing it.
Mm-hmm. All summer long.
It's like, dude, you look stupid.
Just makes me when they go outside to ride their bikes, it makes you just want to go. as they're
I can come up
away.
Something that sounds like a chainsaw, that, but I'm not.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Naughty.
Get kicked off of YouTube already.
It's too soon.
Yeah, it's too soon to get kicked off.
Too soon. It's too soon. How about just go outside?
Do you ever remember that that game Ghost in the Graveyard?
I wasn't a fan of it.
Or Kick the Can.
Kick the Can. How about freeze tag? Freeze tag. Yeah. Red Rover, Red Rover. Let Susie come over.
We never played that gay game.
You didn't play Red Rover?
No, because we weren't gay.
Oh my gosh.
The stuff that you suburbanites did is unreal.
What the hell? It's not. We also used to play TV tag.
The hell is TV tag?
When they go to tag you, if you yell out a TV show, that you're automatically unfrozen. Yeah.
See, we had to have imaginations back then because we didn't have internet.
I'd be like, Tom and Jerry. Okay, you can't tag me now, huh? Yeah, be cool.
But you know what we mean? We had a more of an imagination back then than I think any of them have now.
They don't have an imagination anymore. They don't have an imagination.
They stupid. They dumb.
They are.
It's insane how dumb they are now.
They are. They can't math.
It's not even they can't math. They can't do nothing with their imagination.
They don't have one because they're too busy all over their phones.
How did you like my meme yesterday?
That you put on Facebook? That was funny.
That was funny. What was that guy from, what was it?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
That movie show you watched.
Which
with
one?
The dragons and all that shit. The Dragon Lady. It was that series on HBO. Can't believe you can't even freaking remember the name. Anyway, it was that crying ass kid.
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, Game of Thrones. He said I was offended, and you had Tony Soprano.
It's Tony Soprano.
I give a shit.
I'm so offended.
Everybody's offended nowadays.
They are. They are. You know what the talk? Oh my
they
God.
All get offended me just talking.
The talk of the gas station yesterday was all about Trump being taken off ballots.
Oh my God. I don't want to hear about
that's
it.
Like all
how
I,
many times I got to say
that's
it?
That's all I was hearing about yesterday. And then they were all bitching about Governor Pritzker.
You know what? Lately, I don't care about politics. Lately, it's like, duh.
That's like all I was hearing about was Pritzker. And
because I know it's going to come to some bullshit. I already know. Get out there. You got to be prepared. Prepare yourself.
Prepare yourself for hell.
That's about what we're living in right now, man.
Hey, our gas went down 6 cents yesterday.
Well, what's going to go on? What's going to happen is they're going to lower the prices until the election, uh-huh. And boom, people are so stupid.
They're going to shoot up.
They're going to shoot right back up after the election.
But you know what I've noticed? That maybe gas prices are going down, but I swear to you, groceries are going up.
It always does.
It's ridiculous. I was looking yesterday. I was walking around inside work, looking at the prices of stuff and be like, damn, last year that was like a dollar cheaper. I mean, it was like, really? It's crazy how fast these prices on groceries are going up.
It is. You got to go out there and kill a cow or something and feed yourself for a year.
Yeah. Or unless, you know, if you're a cannibal. Kill your neighbor.
Or kill your wife. She was thinking about killing me last night. I can't believe this.
Dude, I was standing over you. I'm like, oh man, you look so sleepy. Are you tired, honey? And then I kissed you on the forehead.
Oh.
I did. Kissed you on the forehead.
Kissing you, giving me the black widow kiss. Give you a kiss on the head. Next thing you know, your throat slit.
So is everybody like super ready for the holiday weekend? I'm not. I gotta go to a grocery store. That's gonna be hell.
You know what?
What?
Remember there used to be this, even commercialized now, it don't even seem like it's holidays. You'd hardly see any lights up anymore.
I'm dying.
Yeah, you're not allowed to smoke that on air anymore.
That's not what it was. No, there's not a lot of Christmas lights. I actually had a customer come in.
Remember,
and ask,
you used to go to malls and it'd be all Santa Claus shit.
I know. I had a customer come in last night asking, "Can I ask you a question? Do you know anywhere around here where there's Christmas lights?" I'm like, "Nope,
they're not around. Even downtown hasn't merely."
I'm like, "Did you drive past the pool?" She's like, "Yeah." I go,
"There you go.
There it is."
Nobody does the lights anymore.
I mean, down by the river, there's like 6 Christmas trees decorated, but that they were decorated by businesses in town.
Right.
You know, everybody was volunteer, like offered. Like, we were supposed to do one, but we didn't do one. Like, each business has their own Christmas tree downtown.
Mm.
So there's like 6 or 7 trees downtown that are decorated by the river.
You notice you didn't even, I didn't see it anyway, because I don't watch much TV anymore.
Right.
I don't.
Yeah, I know. I don't either.
The bullshit.
I don't watch regular TV. I watch Hulu and Netflix.
That is regular TV.
No, it's not.
It's not. You know what? I don't even know what cable still exists anymore.
It's not like I'm watching 2, 5, 7, 11, 32.
No, I am liking Amazon because I had to watch hockey on Amazon. But that's about it. I've been watching the hockey games.
Yeah, I know. We walked in on you watching one. I'm like, what are you doing?
Watching fucking hockey, you idiot. That's what I'm doing.
I'm like, oh. Corey Lewis, when the hell did you start watching hockey on TV? I thought you guys just went to games.
Well, no, because you can't. It's even like football. You can't watch football anymore unless you pay something. You can't watch baseball unless you're paying for something. Mm-hmm. So when Amazon had lives for free for hockey, I'm watching.
Any good games, though?
Nah, the Capitals and who was it? The Islanders the other day, but
that was yesterday. Or yeah. No, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, that was Wednesday.
But I didn't get to watch it all the way through because I was dead tired.
Because you were sleepy?
Yeah.
And you want to go night-night?
I went night-night.
I go tuck you in. I kiss you on the forehead.
You know, the only reason why you need cables for internet.
Yeah.
And that's
well,
it.
Well, I mean, that's all we have on our system.
You just need internet. Then next thing you know, you got all the other stuff. But it's funny how they trick you. We're paying probably more for the apps than we are cable.
No. I did the math.
How much are we paying?
For what?
The apps like Netflix and Hulu.
Well, see, we have our accounts are split with our daughter. So we're only paying probably like $30 for the apps.
Oh, okay.
And our internet is $80.
Well, see, we're still paying the same shit.
Because we have the highest speed.
Well, you
got to
have high speed internet in these days.
Well, we have to because of all the equipment.
Well, the equipment, the TVs.
Yeah.
You think that shit don't run on it?
Well, yeah. No. Our TV's just plugged into the wall.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should pick 5 channels for our kids. 5 channels.
And tell them that's all you can
watch. That's all you can watch. And you'll know what the hell we felt like when we were kids.
You can't do that with the apps, though.
No, you can only, you know what? You can do it somehow. They got live TV on Roku. Okay, you only get these 5 channels.
That's all you get to watch.
What was it? 2, 5, 7, 9, 32, and 11
yeah.
For us. And that's where that big bird looking asshole
Big Bird was on channel 11, WTTW channel- Chicago.
That's pretty bad that she remembers that shit.
Channel 32 was.
Oh, yeah. And make them, you know, got to throw away the remote and make them change the channel.
Make them get up and push the button.
Because us as kids, we were the remote.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know how many times I had to turn that knob and fix the ears?
They would die today. And they even admit it. They wouldn't be able to do it.
I just want to go buy a rotary phone and put that in front of our kid and make him try and call out.
What's this? I've actually seen a YouTube program where they do that. They don't know what it is. And then you get pissed off when you fuck it up.
You
got to start all over again.
Start over. Damn it.
What do we got going in the news?
Boy, I love radio, but I love a good pee even more.
Turn it up and piss somebody off.
Shake a leg and zip it up.
Oh my God.
Now or never. Here it comes.
Take yourself on a journey into the unknown.
Yeah!
Are you ready?
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR-DB Rockford.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah.
So a group of people visiting Yellowstone National Park, Lamar Valley, were left with a very hefty repair bill as a souvenir after one of the park's bisons rammed their car, tearing a huge hole in the front end of it with its horns.
You imagine running into bison and they just sit there and look at you?
Well, it says here that they were waiting in stationary traffic while a herd of bison moved across the road. One of the car's occupants decided to record the animals passing close by and captured the moment of the one large bull that went on the attack.
They pissed off because their ancestors were getting skinned and shit by Indians. Damn Indians, man. Pissing off the bison.
Well, you know, I think, you know, when you're watching wildlife, they recommend that you stay at least 25 yards away.
You know what?
Especially from the bison and the elk. Because they will just attack because they don't like being.
You know
disturbed.
What? It's like a Japanese tourist with a camera. That's the way people are. Oh, yeah.
You probably just said something really bad.
I probably said something in Japanese, but don't know. You imagine that? You imagine them having sex? Next thing you know,
Bonsai! Bonsai! Is that what you
said? Yeah. Blowing a load. Bonsai! It's not like they have to worry about squinting their eyes.
No, they're already there. So why do people insist that, you know, every time I turn around, there's actually like another news story about people messing with the bison in Yellowstone? Freaking leave them alone, you morons.
I'm talking about bonsai and releasing a load. You're talking about bisons.
Well, it happens.
Bonsai!
Bonsai!
Freaking woman's probably looking up at him like, what the fuck is wrong with
Why
you?
Why are you talking about a tree?
I don't know, man. I heard Japanese, they don't have big peckers. That's what I heard.
The rice is bigger, I've been told.
yeah, I'm going to hell.
It happens.
So you got to wonder, how the hell they have babies over there?
Don't they have this rule where you're only allowed like one per family or something?
No, that's China or something. I have no idea. I believe in the Utah way of life.
multiple wives with multiple children.
Hell yeah. You know what? If you think about it, you have to think about this.
Okay, I'll think. Let's go ahead.
If you have more than just two adults, don't it make it easier on bills having a third?
As long as the third actually has a job.
Well, yeah. You know, that'd be a very interesting subject to cover.
Yeah, but in Utah, don't they have it where they have multiple houses?
Well, yeah, you can
so
have.
So you got to keep up the bills on multiple houses.
Yeah, I don't think it would work. I think a modern day one would be everybody's in a family unit, and you can make the bills.
Yeah,
I think it'd be a you know what? Well, the one has a headache. Can you take care of this? Type of deal.
I'm tired tonight. You go.
See, you're already getting it. I think there is more and more professional women that do that. I heard it.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you hear it in your own mind?
Yes, in my own mind. I don't know. Hold on.
You're like, in my own mind, I heard it. It's happening. I mean, you know, whatever.
Do another news story. I'm going to look this up.
All right. South Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Well, the Sioux Falls police report an 18-year-old man was arrested for posting a sexual picture of his 17-year-old ex-girlfriend on social media without consent. A couple had been dating. The man posted the picture of now his ex on social media, but they're considering it. It logs in as like a pornography report, but they say it's not a pornography charge, which is weird. So the 18-year-old suspect was charged with use or disseminate pictures or recordings Hollywood? Without consent. There was no nudity, but the picture portrayed the victim as in a sexual manner. But it is considered a felony because of the age of the victim. And yes, he posted it after they broke up, because that's the thing now. So ladies, when you're young and dumb, don't be sending X-rated photos to your said boyfriends, because the minute y'all break up, they are going to be posting that
they're pieces of shit. They're pieces of shit.
They're going to post it everywhere. And once it's out there, you can't get it back. So stop sending those kind of things to people.
Well, you know, right here, women who whose potential partners have the, okay, let's see here. A marriage that is true collaboration, which ensures our opinions are valid.
Hollywood.
What?
Jason says that it sounds like Hollywood believes in having a nonstop headache, wanting a Utah type relationship.
I don't know. I think that can be a negative, though. You do have headaches because women are stupid sometimes. They are. I'm sorry. Stupidity. I'd have two women hanging over me while I'm sleeping, trying to cut my throat at that point.
We'd both be going, oh, honey, you're so tired. Isn't he tired? Do you see this? Look how he's so tired. But you don't need to have multiple women in our house, because I sometimes have more than one personality. So it's the same thing.
This is true.
So why would you need somebody else? I could be up to like three different people.
Freaking the Dirty Knobs in Utah, the women live in the barn. I gotta build a barn, because I can't have them sleep in my garage. You're not allowed in my garage.
Just go get a tiny house.
Tiny houses would be good.
Dude, I would totally live in one of those.
What, a tiny house?
Hell to the yeah. I would so live in one. Go get me one.
I ain't getting you a tiny house.
What?
Threesomes are not worth the trouble. It's always drama and lots of work. That's because the women. It's not the men. The men sit back and like, okay, cool, whatever. You know, we're going to try to make this work. And it's always the women that get jealous of each other. And I don't see why. I don't. Why do women get jealous?
When one's getting more attention than the other.
So it has to do with attention.
Uh-huh. And the attention has to be equal.
Well, yeah, and that's easy to do. But women still get jealous.
No, not if that's not if they're getting equal amount of attention.
Hand me a cigarette.
What the hell?
How, you know what? I think, you know, when adults get to 50 years old, they got to start living life, and they got to, you know, get into that kind of stuff. The kids are all gone, then you do your thing.
Well, you got to do what you got to do. You know, things happen. What?
She's bullshitting.
So hey, guess what?
You'll be jealous as hell.
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
Whatever. You got to lay down the rules. And if the rules aren't followed, then yeah, you get a little pissed off.
Well, yeah, you got to lay down rules.
Yeah.
Rules are everything.
They are. And don't break them. They naughty.
We got to talk about that next week.
Okay. So a Texas woman has gone viral after capturing the moment she found an uninvited guest hiding in her Christmas tree.
Oh, is this about the possum?
Yeah.
Them possums are mean motherfuckers, man.
So Brett Ingram, 29, a media marketing manager based in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas.
You're right, man. China Dow would be a deadly woman so damn fast if Wood gets more wives.
Told would Fox, you? No, I don't care. They can have you. She was finishing up some work at home.
So you just said they'd have me.
They can have you. It's fine.
Yeah, she's saying that.
Gives
on
me
air.
More time for extra activities.
My God, China Dow lying.
So she was finishing up some work at home when she heard a soft sneeze.
Ha-choo.
I kept working, thinking maybe I was just hearing things. Then I heard it again and some other squeaking noises. At first, she thought her cat brought a mouse or a rat in the house, or some small kittens somehow entered her home. And looking under her couches, behind curtains, she found the source of the mysterious noise.
It was a possum.
It was a possum inside, like, chilling in her Christmas tree.
Those possums, I'm telling you, are mean as shit. I'd go grab a gun and shoot the bastard.
She reached out to a friend who was a wildlife and rehab volunteer, but because it was late, the volunteer did not take night calls. The friend shared some steps on how to best remove the creature from the tree in her home.
Yeah, get the hell out of here. You ain't paying rent. How did they finally get the damn thing out of there?
Well, I guess she was trying to grab him by his tail and pull him out of the tree.
Rabies! Rabies!
She was wearing gloves to protect herself from the marsupial as she plucked each of its fingers off the branches to release him from the tree. Once she pried the creature from the tree, it squirmed out of her hands and ran under her couch.
I ain't going nowhere.
That he ran behind the tree and then under another couch and kept it moving. And he would just do it over and over again. It was like, hey, you can't catch me, going from behind the tree to under the couch, behind the tree, under the couch. She said that lasted for at least 15 or 20 minutes.
You would have been screaming like a bitch.
And she said,
get it out.
She said the possum was showing its teeth, but there was no hissing. She tried to calm the animal down before setting it outside her door to release it into the neighborhood. Here, just go free.
You imagine if they said, okay, let's just have a pet. Take another pet on.
Well, you remember, okay, in my house.
They used to do that with squirrels, by the way.
My house growing up, we had a window well. You know?
Yeah, I know what the window well is.
Okay, so we had a window well. And every year, there would be a family of possums in it. So my dad would take his fishing net and take all the possums out and put them in like a black garbage bag. And he would take them to up the road to the creek where there's like trees and
throw
woods.
Throw them in the creek.
No, he'd just dump the bag out because it would always be a mama and like three or four babies.
Uh-huh.
And he would just release them, but he wouldn't just put them in our yard. He would take them up to where there's like trees and stuff and put them there.
Possum pie.
And I was just like, and it would happen every year. But man, the mamas, when they got babies.
Oh, they pissed.
Oh, my God. I was outside listening, like watching them do it one time, and they hiss and they like go on the offensive and they're like trying to bite you. And I'm like, one of these days, Dad, you're going to get bitten. You're going to have to get like 500 shots.
Do they still have to do that with rabies shots?
I have no idea.
I remember it
do,
used to be 20. My older
it used
brother
to be 20
it.
Shots in your gut. I don't know how that rolls nowadays, but might still be the same for all I know.
Damn. No way. No, thank you.
I mean, so that's kind of ridiculous.
Rabies!
Rabies! Just like bats.
Oh, my God. Bats are just like unneeded creatures.
Well, it's like every forest preserve around here we go
have
to.
Bats.
They have signs on their, you know, like the covered eating areas.
Yeah, it's like, why don't you just smoke them out?
Don't go in here because there's bats. Well, what the hell? You have this thing? Tear it down then. Why even have it? And they rent those out. Yeah, I'm going to rent that out. to enjoy a family gathering at a forest preserve, and the sign says there's bats, be careful.
The only good thing about bats is guano. It's good to grow weed with.
Oh my Jesus. They're poop.
Yeah, they're poop.
Why didn't you just say poop? Why I gotta say guano?
I have to sound professional.
No poop. They're poopies.
It's good to grow weed with.
They're poopies. They're poo-poo. Poo-poo.
Skunks. Nasty creatures. Smells like China taking a fart in the morning.
I have not farted yet today. You're good.
Oh, okay.
I haven't pooped either. It's fine.
Thank you for telling us.
You're welcome. That's usually after the show. I go pee and then poop and fart. Just so when you go in there. That's why you usually get up right away and get in there before me.
There you go.
When you gotta poop, you gotta poop.
I'm smart.
And you know what? I keep forgetting to buy air freshener for the bathroom. So when I go in there after you're in there, it's like, oh my Jesus. And sometimes I gag myself out of my own bathroom when I'm in there. It happens. What?
Nastiness.
What? When you gotta fart, you gotta fart.
Nasty.
Fart it out. Don't hold back.
Nasty woman.
What? No, I'm not. I'm a typical.
Yeah, that you are.
I'm normal.
Yeah, you think.
What the hell is normal? I don't even know.
I don't know either.
What's normal? Are you normal?
I'm far from normal.
Are you a normie?
You know, people hear me talk and it's like, dude, they're offended.
I don't understand why.
I don't.
It makes no sense.
No, it does not. Not to me.
They need to stop it. Ugh. So are you ready? Are you ready to eat food?
Well, yeah.
On Christmas.
What are you making?
I don't know. We're still undecided if we're going to do turkey or ham. Because I don't know. I've never cooked a turkey. And our son's like, I'll do it.
I was going to say, I'm not eating this week. The reason why I like turkey is because you have the turkey sandwiches leftovers.
I mean, I usually make ham, but.
Let's try turkey this year.
If we can, if it fucks up, we'll go for Chinese.
We'll go to Chinese.
We'll go for Chinese.
They're always open.
They're always open. They don't do Christmas.
Go over to Golden Chopsticks.
I wonder if they are open.
I love that place.
I wonder if they are open.
When are we going back? I love that place.
I don't know. I know you like it. I mean, I'm not its biggest fan, but.
That's because you get stupid stuff.
I don't get stupid stuff.
You go for a China buffet, next thing you know, you got pizza.
No, their pizza's gross. Unbelievable. Their pizza's gross. I usually I get their deep fried shrimp. Yeah, I like.
So you're going to attempt the turkey. You know, you got to make sure you get a thermometer for that, right?
Most of them come with one inside already.
You should get a chicken.
A chicken?
Yeah, have the little chickens.
Oh, you mean Cornish hens?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe that's an option. We'll have to see what's at the store. I can't get to the store until Saturday because I don't have a car. You have my car.
Yeah, my truck's getting brake lines, man. I was so pissed. At least it happened
and
at
then
work.
We will be having, for Christmas Eve, we're going to have lasagna.
Okay.
What, I did that the last 2 years.
That's fine. That's fine.
And garlic bread.
What are you all doing for Christmas, man? You know, it's a Christmas time of year.
I tried making duck once, Dwayne. It was disgusting. Ask Hollywood.
Yeah, it was disgusting as hell.
It was greasy.
She don't know how to make it.
I followed the directions.
And she sucks at following directions.
Oh, my God. No, I don't.
It was nasty, okay?
Duck is just nasty. Technically, you're not supposed to eat things with web feet anyways.
Why?
Because it's nasty.
Why?
Because it's nasty.
You know, that was the Old Testament. It wasn't the new one.
I don't care. It's still in there. Not supposed to eat it.
Oh my goodness gracious. God. Whatever.
Whatever. So gross.
So yeah, if you don't decide on turkey, let's do the Cornish hens.
Cornish hens. I mean, those, I can make those really good and don't say I can't.
No, you can.
Because I make those very good.
Yeah, you can.
I cook those well.
Anyway, you all have a Merry Christmas, man. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's.
And
Happy Hanukkah. Whatever the hell you are.
And Hollywood did say we are not going to be here on Monday.
Hell no,
we are,
man.
Taking the day off because we're both getting paid holidays. So we are just going to take the day off and we'll see you guys on Tuesday morning.
Bye-bye.
And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes,